It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Football Friday edition of Dirt and Sprague.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life, and there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife.
Dirt and Sprague on Football Friday.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app, follow 1080 The Fan, and enable push notifications to get the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and more.
All I know is, you mess with me, you got problems.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Thanks for being with us on a Football Friday. We will Sprague the Line coming up in 30 minutes. Just an atrocious week for the three of us combined last week. I'll let you know how we did.
I would argue the season, but sure.
We'll read your fake sponsors, 503-864-6326. Let's talk some NFL with one of our favorites, Brian Baldinger, at Baldy NFL on Twitter, NFL Network, Fox Sports, Compass Media. The guy is everywhere. And Insider Calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Baldy, good morning to you. We love talking NFL with you. We were just doing a segment about teams with the most pressure in the NFL this weekend. Who is the number one team with the most pressure for you this week?
Well, I mean, you've got to look at, you know, the Baltimore Ravens right now are 0-2. And could they be looking at 0-3? I mean, I think that's a team that, you know, was number one seed last year, you know, in the AFC. I mean, I think there's some pressure on Baltimore right now to come through. They've lost two close games in a row. But I would say Baltimore is at the very top of the list. And certainly, you know, the way the Cowboys played last week, they're always in the spotlight. And for them to be wiped up the way they did at home against New Orleans, I would say those two teams certainly is shining a pretty big, bright light on those two teams.
Baldy, not a game I think is at the top of everybody's list, but one interesting nonetheless is Chicago at the Colts. We talked about the Colts maybe dropping to 0-3 and not having a good showing last weekend against the Packers. Were you surprised, or are you surprised by the offensive line play of the Bears? It feels like they're going to get Caleb hurt at this point.
Yeah, that was pathetic last week. I just the offense doesn't make a lot of sense to me. They couldn't run the ball at all against Houston. We know Houston's a good defense. But, I mean, that was a very winnable game. It was 16-10 for almost the entire second half. They just needed a touchdown. They couldn't put a drive together, and they couldn't protect Caleb. I mean, he actually started off really good last week. He completed his first five passes. But they get to third downs. Like, I don't understand the offense. I mean, everything is a deep route. Third and three, they're going deep. I mean, there doesn't look like there's a short throw, for Caleb to make for a first down when you've got Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson and some of these beasts coming after him. He took some real shots last week that not many quarterbacks can survive over the course of a season.
You mentioned that New Orleans-Dallas game, Baldy. I'm having a really hard time getting a read on New Orleans. They look awesome, man. They're like, offensive numbers are down across the league, and here the Saints are just torching everybody for 40. It's a team that surprises us every year in the NFL. What did you expect of the Saints coming into the year? And is this, they got the Eagles this weekend at home. Is this a Saints team that's for real in your mind?
They're for real. And really, coaching matters. And Clint Kubiak is, you know, he's from the Shanahan tree. His father, you know, Gary Kubiak, played for Mike Shanahan, was a head coach, like an excellent coordinator. And Clint's got that magic touch. And you go and you fix the offensive line by drafting Taliese Fuaga. Kamara's healthy. They've got a deep threat in Rashid Shaheed. Offensively, they're very talented, and they're going to be tough to stop. And Derek Carr is the highest-rated quarterback in the league. And Philadelphia is limping in with a defense that has really struggled in 2 weeks. But defensively, like drafting Kool-Aid McKinstry along with Elante Taylor and Paulson Adebo, and you look at what Tyrann Mathieu is doing. I mean, that is a complete team. It's 2 weeks. It's a short sample size. but I feel like that's going to be a tough team to beat this year.
Baldy, should we eliminate the too high safety in football? I'm not getting enough touchdowns in my life. What have you made of the commentary and the complaining? It seems we do this every 5 years. The offense has an advantage. Oh, man, bring back tackling and physicality and defense. And the defense changes, and it's like, oh, I'm not getting enough touchdowns. What do you make of just the narrative of the NFL this year? Early, it's a couple weeks in, but that the offense has disappeared and defenses are having too much of an advantage. Let's take away high safeties.
Yeah, okay. Right. let's just put flags on everybody. Let's play flag football, you know. Let's keep it really safe. Look, I mean, the best way to get anybody out of too high safety is to run the ball down somebody's throat. Those safeties aren't sitting back there if you're running the football. You always, you know, you start off in too high shell to stop the pass, and so the best way to get them out of it is you run them out of it. And then they all of a sudden they start dropping that extra man down there to stop the run. So you want teams to get out of the too high safety, run the ball the way, you know, Houston can, the way the New Orleans Saints have, the way the Green Bay Packers did last week. They'll get you out of too high safety real quick.
Yeah, no doubt. They'll be drawn up to the line of scrimmage. Brian Baldinger is our guest. At Baldy NFL on Twitter, NFL Network, Fox Sports, Compass Media. The guy's everywhere, and we love talking NFL with him. You've been around this league a long time, Baldy. Where do the current iteration of the Carolina Panthers rank in terms of worst organizations?
Well, I hate to see this because the guy that was running the organization in Detroit in 2008 was my good friend Matt Millen, but they were 0-16.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, they had, I mean, it was just bad. It was really awful that year. And I feel like the Carolina Panthers, I mean, I played on a 1-15 team. I know what bad organizations look like and bad teams look like. And, you know, if I was Andy Dalton, I mean, I don't know that I'd be real excited about going out there and playing against Max Crosby this weekend. I mean, you know, Max was dominant last week against the Ravens. This is the type of game a guy like Max Crosby is saying, I'm going to go get my numbers. I'm going to get my sacks. I've got 3 sacks. Maybe I'll go get 3 this weekend against this franchise right now. And you can't overlook anybody, but I feel like the Raiders are going to go, you know, put up a big number on Carolina. It's looking bad on both sides of the ball for them. Their best defensive player got hurt in the first week of the season. You know, Derrick Brown got a $100 million contract this week. He's out for the season or this season. You know, it's one of those kind of seasons right now, I think.
We got a battle of undefeateds. It hasn't been the prettiest, but 2-0 Chargers at 2-0 Steelers. And I know Herbert has the high ankle sprain. He was limited in practice. They say so far that he might give it a go, so we'll have to wait and see on that one. This just reeks of like 9-6 type of battle. What's your read on Chargers-Steelers? Is this going to be a slightly better game than we expect?
No, it's going to be a great game. I mean, because the way that Jim Harbaugh, you know, builds a team, they're playing right in his, you know, the way that he builds every franchise, you know, with toughness in the run game. I mean, J.K. Dobbins is averaging 9.9 yards a carry. Why would you throw it if you're getting a first down every time he carries it right now? So, but this, look, whether Justin Herbert's healthy, not healthy, it's going to be a great game. Pittsburgh, both teams are basically telling their quarterbacks, don't turn it over. Turn it over to our defense. Let us run the football. I think this is going to be a great matchup. I mean, it might look like one of those games that we used to watch in black and white TV with rabbit ears and you had to go adjust it. It's going to look like something out of the early 60s. I think it's going to be a fantastic game to watch just because of just how tough both teams are right now.
Yeah, the quotes from Harbaugh backed that up this week, the way he reveres Pittsburgh. That'll be a nice throwback game. You know, on that, you mentioned Andy Dalton getting the start this week, and I did want to ask you just about young quarterbacks in the NFL. So we've seen some rookies really, I mean, not some, basically all of them who played really struggle. Jaden Daniels mostly running. Bo Nix has had a rough start. Caleb Williams, who we mentioned a few questions ago. We see Bryce Young get benched. Where are you at on the idea of playing these guys early? There's no right or wrong answer here, and every situation is going to be different. But I'm just curious, how do you think that conversation is evolving, and where do you find yourself on that landscape?
Well, I mean, every situation is different. I mean, Troy Aikman was 1-15 his rookie year, and, you know, and then he's a Hall of Fame player. I mean, some guys are built tough, and it toughens them up. And then some guys, you know, I mean, David Carr got sacked 73 times his rookie year. I think it hurt him the rest of his career. Everybody's a little bit different. But, you know, Jaden Daniels is playing. I mean, he's completing 75% of his passes. He just hadn't thrown a touchdown pass yet. But he's playing really well. Bo Nix, and, you know, is really struggling. Caleb has shown signs. I think they need to be better around him. They got to run the ball better. So does Denver. Both those teams got to start running the football because it's just not fair to drop your quarterback back and expect, you know, rookies to win. And there's not a great deal of talent around Bo Nix in Denver. But both teams have had chances to win games. I mean, Denver's been close to Seattle, had a chance. So I feel like both those guys are going to be successful quarterbacks in this league. It just hadn't started off great yet.
Yeah. Baldy, you're not really a hot take guy. I loved your dismissal of the too high safety thing that circulated yesterday in the media. But I am curious your thoughts when you watch these games, you watch the film. I don't personally believe this has been a good sample size for Sean Payton in Denver. You mentioned not having certain things. We thought last year he'd fix Russ. That didn't go well. Bo is a rookie, and they certainly are dealing with some stuff. What is your read on Sean Payton right now as one of the top play callers or thought of or talked about as one of the top play callers in the NFL?
Well, I'm not going to change my opinion of what Sean is. I mean, Drew Brees was a benched quarterback in with the Chargers when he took him in, in New Orleans, and they were coming off Katrina, and he turned that franchise around. And they struggled for a few years. They were 7-9 for a few years, then they had a great draft. Well, they haven't had a chance to really have a great draft. And they're paying Russell Wilson $30-something million to go away to Pittsburgh. So, I mean, he needs talent. He needs players. They're a little short-changed right now. Their right tackle is out. They don't have a lot of depth. And so I just think you got to be patient with Sean. I believe he's still a great play caller and great designer. And you talk to anybody that's had to play against him, and they'll tell you the same thing for 15 years in New Orleans. So I feel like you just have to be patient with Sean right here.
The team in our neighborhood going off to a really good start, 2-0, got an overtime win over New England last week. Now they get Miami at home this weekend in Seattle, and Skylar Thompson or Tyler Huntley, I don't know who the guy's going to be for Miami. What have you made of Seattle early in the season, and where do they fit into that kind of NFC landscape for you?
I love what Mike McDonald's doing. I mean, the quarterback rating against this defense through 2 weeks is a 61. It's about as low as there is in the league. Teams are completing 4 yards an attempt. Like, they're not giving up big plays right now. And so then you look at what Geno's doing last week without K-9. You got Charbonnet, but Geno has been outstanding. And so he's completing almost 75% of his passes. So I think Mike McDonald's doing a fantastic job right now. You look at what Big Cat Williams is doing and Boye Mafe, like, these guys are getting after the quarterback. They still got to do a little bit better job against the run, but, you know, they have been excellent on third downs. They have not been giving up big plays. If you break down in coverage like the Patriots did last week, Geno's going to hit DK for a walk-in touchdown like he did. I mean, they're putting this thing together pretty quickly right now. And look, Miami is limping in there. I can see, Seattle getting off to a 3-0 start and being right in the hunt in the AFC West this year.
In San Francisco, L.A. are a mash unit versus a mash unit. If the Niners are to fall to 1-2, the Lions could fall to 1-2. Seattle could go undefeated. We could have Tampa extend their undefeated season so far with a nice win out Detroit. They could beat Denver this weekend. We mentioned New Orleans. How are you gauging the NFC? It's early, but how are you gauging what the NFC is right now?
Well, I mean, look, Tampa's for real. I mean, I said it all through the offseason. Like, that is, you watch what they did to Jared Goff in Detroit. He threw 18 incompletions against that defense. And they were playing without their all-pro safety, Antoine Winfield Jr. I mean, but you watch their corners, Jamel Dean, Zion McCullough, like, those guys are 6'3". Like, they know how to defend the pass. They've got some tremendous talent. And then they fixed their offensive line when they drafted Graham Barton. Baker's playing lights out, good football. Last week, Chris Godwin, wore the hat. The week before, it was Mike Evans. They're getting contributions from the rookies. They're a very, very good football team. And they're going to be there all the way to the end. But look, it's you know, you look at what Arizona did last week. That was an impressive performance last week against a broken down Rams team, but they put them away. They didn't let them like get a sniff. And San Francisco is going to be fine. They're going through the injury bug right now, but they're going to be just fine.
Yeah, looking at the long-term picture. He is Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the best football show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise, Mayo Game Day. Be delicious. At Baldy NFL on Twitter. Go give him a follow, Baldy. We always love chatting NFL with you, man. Thanks for the time, and hopefully we can do this again soon.
You bet, guys. Anytime. Thanks for having me. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. Brian Baldinger of the NFL Network and Mayo Game Day. Be delicious.
Will Levis, brought to you by Mayo.
Anything swag felt during hearing those ad reads? Think he's thrilled over there, huh? Get a new spot. I think we just for swag's disdain of mayonnaise, I think we need to have an official mayonnaise sponsor of the show.
I love Baldy's dismissal of the two high safety. You could tell that just yesterday bothered him a great deal.
You try Hellman's mayonnaise recently, swag? Huh?
What do you think?
Hellman's versus Best Foods. Yeah, that's always the battle.
That's the Mayo battle, man.
It is the Mayo battle.
Until the end of time.
What about Dukes?
Dukes is in there too.
Flying under the radar. They got a bowl game.
You got a bowl game. You're showering people in mayonnaise.
If I ever had a food cart that did sandwiches, the name of it would be Hold the Mayo.
I think we've now figured out.
I think that
out,
would be an awful business decision by you.
I do too. I love mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise on a sandwich is amazing.
I think we've now figured out, like, this has to be the next bet thing that we do on the show. That Swag's incorporated in.
Well, I mean, like, something, what are we doing?
I mean, just he has to eat mayonnaise.
I'm not going to make him eat a whole jar.
I'm not going to make him scoop a whole jar, but, like, you got to have a, you know, put some mayonnaise on a sandwich. That's not that bad of a punishment.
I'm out. I would not participate.
You would not partake in the bet.
Nope. Look at him. He's got a face that says, like, I'm not joking either.
He's not.
Go
F
yourself.
He's going to puke over there.
I love mayo on a sandwich.
I love mayonnaise, too.
My mom used to make, when we couldn't afford sandwich meat, mustard and mayo sandwiches.
Oh, my dad was a Miracle Whip guy.
I wasn't big on the Miracle Whip, the fake mayonnaise.
So gross.
I pull up this read. We got to do these reads for the guests. I pulled up. I just started laughing. Like,
it's
look at that.
It's a mayonnise
read for swag. I've
never had Dukes.
I don't think I have either. I've had Hellman's. I've had Better Foods.
That's in Carolinas. I don't know if it's sold much out here.
I think they've branched out now, but I've never bought it. I'm usually, what's at Costco?
That's what you get.
Because we get the fat tub. Exactly. We do mayonnaise.
There's Best Foods, there's Hellman's, there's Kirkland.
Kirkland? I don't think Kirkland's
dabbling. Do they do their own mayo?
I don't think Kirkland makes their own mayo.
I think it's Best Foods, Hellman's, and Dukes would be the three top.
Well, find something to hate in life the way that Swag hates mayonnaise, and you'll be a happy person.
I also disagree with his Sean Payton takes, but he's a football guy.
He's a football guy.
The football world is very loyal to football people.
Gotta be, man. Gotta be. We'll spring the line coming up in, 12, 15 minutes or so. Get your fake sponsors in. 503-864-6326. That is the Vancouver Ford text line. Let's discuss the weekend slate in college football and talk about what a big win would mean potentially this weekend for USC. Big weekend in the sport. We'll talk about it next on The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, well, Spring the Line coming up in 10 minutes. Look away. We're hideous. It's ugly.
Fade it all.
I gambled on the Patriots last night, so, you know.
I hit the under.
Week's off to a good start.
Yeah, the under.
Me.
Hit the under, too.
Yeah.
I had a little
I'm
bonus
happy
bet.
For you, too. Happy
I had
for
a bonus
you.
Bet from draft
I'm over here
from
thinking,
last week.
Hey, it's New England. They've been close in two games. They should. And then I locked it in during the show. I got home and I'm scrolling Twitter, and there was a tweet that said teams that go to overtime and lose and then go on the road and play Thursday night football. And I'm like, oh God, this is an oddly specific stat. It was like 2-25 all time against
losing
the spread.
Losing by an average of.
I'm like, okay, cool. Glad I already locked that in. Didn't see
no,
that
I
stat
think it took
time.
Two series
cool.
And I'm texting Sprague. I don't know how the Patriots
they're not
get to
score.
10.
They're not going to score.
My favorite thing was you saying you're taking Pats and me being a bad gambler going, I don't know. And I had more to offer. I'm like, what am I going to say? I could be way wrong. I'm an idiot.
We all suck. So we'll tell you how bad we did last week. And we'll get to that coming up in a moment. Big game of the weekend, USC on the road at Michigan. We have Josh Pate on every single Wednesday. And look forward to that conversation. We had asked him just kind of what would a win for USC mean? How does that game look?
Ooh, that's the flag plant. That is a bigger win than the LSU game. If they do that, I think it plants a bigger flag and makes a bigger statement because of this. They played LSU in week one, and it was ultra impressive. But the whole talk going into that was, can USC – match the physicality at the line of scrimmage, and they did. The thought was they had accomplished something really big. But I just stood on the sideline in Columbia, South Carolina this past week, guys, and I watched South Carolina run for 240, and I watched South Carolina's defensive line get a hold of LSU big time. And I'm thinking to myself, this LSU team is not great on the line of scrimmage, which doesn't mean USC is not impressive. It just means they may not have faced as stiff a test as we thought they did in week one. So they are now going into a complete and total rock fight environment this Saturday, and that Michigan team is very much in wounded animal mode, and we know what happens when a desperate team with pretty good players is in wounded animal mode at home in college football.
So he ended up, he's going to take Michigan to win the game. He thinks they have enough up front to win it. Best game of the weekend, and how do we feel about USC-Michigan?
I don't know if it is the best game of the weekend, because Tennessee-Oklahoma is fascinating.
Both undefeated.
I read a really good piece on Heupel yesterday afternoon. They put it up, I think, on Tuesday. I finally got around reading it about how what happened to him at Oklahoma.
He was fired at Oklahoma.
For Lincoln Riley, by
yes.
the way. And another thing I had completely overlooked, and we talked about this a couple months ago, Mike Leach can't get into the College Football Hall of Fame because of some weird winning percentage technicality. The guy basically won Oklahoma a natty. Leach's impact in college football, he's a Josh Heupel guy.
Yeah, he was the one,
that found Josh Heupel at a community college. And also his impact on Lincoln Riley. It's a great game. It's certainly, I think Josh is 100% right, is a plant your flag, welcome to the Big Ten USC. This is supposed to be their down year, and it still could. We don't know how injuries are going to shake out or what their schedule is going to hold out. Michigan should be, USC should be on upset alert, though. Michigan is going to play Alex Orji. All they're going to do is run the football. I said a week ago, and the NFL is not college, Green Bay was going to run the football, and Indianapolis acted like they had no idea that was happening.
Yep.
This is very possible. They still got big uglies in Ann Arbor. USC might be buying into their own hype. And so I'm going to be keeping a close eye watching this game of how do they look offensively. You are going to Michigan early in the year, so the weather shouldn't be a big deal considering what it would be at the back end of a schedule, but a massive opportunity for them. I don't know if it's the best game because I want to see what Oklahoma's defense can do against Nico.
Yeah.
But it's certainly right there in the conversation, 1A, 1B, however you sort it out. It would be such a momentum builder for them if they win this game at Michigan, even though Michigan, we know, is a little down from last year.
It's just the aesthetics of it, man. You go on the road, you beat the defending national champions,
huge.
You start 3-0, the rest of your schedule is relatively manageable after this.
Especially if that defense dirt stops that running attack by Michigan. If that happens, we're gonna have real conversations of, oh, USC, welcome to the Big Ten party.
I mean, I think if they win this game, you are having a conversation about them without a question being in the mix for the Big Ten championship.
Absolutely.
And maybe some people already have them in there. Maybe the LSU win was enough to do that. Massive, massive weekend for them, and we'll see if they can get it done. We have a couple of poll questions we'll answer coming up at the end of the show, including one on Oregon State, who has a big game this weekend against Purdue down in Corvallis. Let's get to Sprague in the line, though. Get your fake sponsors in 503-864-6326. That is the Vancouver Ford text line. Get them in on YouTube as well. We'll read the fake sponsors and do some gambling. That is next.
Sprague in the line.
Sprague in the line.
Sprague in the line.
Sprague in the line.
See what we got here today, boys. Sprague in the line.
Mm-hmm.
Brought to you by Sprague's Winery. Come enjoy the finest Pinots as Sprague whines about his Atlanta Braves.
Hey, we put on a slugfest yesterday.
I feel like we all share equal time whining about our baseball teams.
It's probably Swag a Mariner
has the
fan.
Least to whine about, but, you know.
Mariner fan complaining? Probably about me complaining?
Yeah, probably. Sprague in the line brought to you by Going Hard or Going Home. Whether it's Mariners bats, pineapples on the door, or a Sprague pick, if you come with a soft swing, you're going to go home early, completely unsatisfied, and wanting more. Sprague in the line brought to you by Dinner with Jeffrey Dahmer. Still safer than a Sprague pick. Also, quit picking the Colts.
Yeah, I'll stop that.
I will not gamble on the Colts this week. That's P1 Jamie, your loyal female Colts fan. Hell yeah, Jamie. I will not pick the Colts this weekend.
I think my brother-in-law would also appreciate if I stop picking the Colts.
Stop it. Sprague in the line brought to you by Shams fumbling the bag with Kay Adams. Never mind. Even that is worse than a Sprague pick.
Yeah, that thank is, you. Dude. Amen.
That definitely is.
We can all agree.
Sprague in the line brought to you by Porn Forum Info. I'm sure you can find more winners on there than a Sprague pick. Sprague in the line brought to you by Purdue's Giant Drum. Even that is less annoying than Sprague's picks. Giant Drum is stupid.
Sprague I learned line... what Nude Africa was yesterday.
Yeah, didn't know that was a sight. Sprague in the line brought to you by Sprague's face during middle school. The only thing more spotty than his gambling record.
It's high school, get it right. In middle school, I look like a little girl.
Sprague in the line brought to you by Frozen 5-Layer Burritos. I bet a Sprague pick, and now I have to do unspeakable things on the internet to make up for my losses.
I'm sorry about that. Good
damn
luck
it, Sprague.
To you.
Damn it. Sprague in the line brought to you by Swag chugging a pint of Duke's mayonnaise. Still more appetizing than Sprague's gambling advice.
Like two massive spoonfuls of just mayonnaise would
there
be...
There better a be a big great. Bucket close by.
People are saying that you can get Duke's mayo in our neck of the woods.
I think it's out here. Know. I think it's out here now, yeah.
That was texting in many times, so okay. Apologies on our mayo facts not being correct.
I know I said it.
Did you?
I said I think Duke's has come out west. They've grown in popularity.
Yeah, you can.
They got a bowl game now.
They have a bowl game. Here we go. What would you do if you were the coach and you won that bowl game?
Because they participate.
They shower the winning coach
if
in mayonnaise.
If you're dumping it over me, I just need, I would have something, a cloth or something up on
so
my mouth.
So we could do that in the bet payoff? You would if rather you have wanted, be showered in mayonnaise than
you
eat
could
it?
Dump, you could dump a bucket, but I would just make sure nothing's getting into my mouth.
I've done this before.
Yeah, you got the
when I had
the
lice
beer shower.
No. When I had lice as a kid, somebody put mayonnaise on my head.
Is that what you do?
Is that what you do?
And then you put mayo on your head for lice. And then they put it all over my face. I look like Mrs. Doubtfire with the cake face. Hello!
Is the mayo is that actually work? Is that a thing?
Yeah, it did.
It did work?
Yes.
Okay.
Why do you always look at me like you're questioning?
I just have never heard that.
I put mayo and then you put the saran wrap on top of it to lock it in.
Your first Google response, no, mayonnaise is not effective at getting rid of lice. There's little to no evidence. There's no scientific evidence.
It worked in the 90s.
That mayonnaise is effective.
Hold on, it worked in the 90s. The internet didn't know in the 90s. The internet's fake.
Isn't it funny how many of those old things used to be
I'm
around
not kidding.
Of like,
we really put
oh,
it down
this
my
will
head.
Work. Yeah, this will yeah. work. And it's just something that's passed down from generation
I
to generation.
I just sit for an hour with it on my
with
head.
Mayonnaise just sitting there. Don't move, man. Don't move.
Yeah.
Okay, here's how we did last week, boys. A combined 2-7.
Does it really say it didn't work?
Ugh. Yeah, I Googled it. It said AI. AI Google says there's no evidence it shows
well, it went
it
away from me.
Well, there you go. Mayo got him. Maybe the lice were members of the Swag family, and they were anti-mayo. Like, they just ran away. Combined 2-7. Swag, you were 0-3.
Oh, yes.
Arizona did not cover against Kansas State. Georgia did not cover against Kentucky.
No.
And the Ravens lost outright to the Raiders. Sprague, 1-2. You hit on your Bucks plus 7.5 Lions pick.
Hell yeah, brother.
You, for some reason, gambled on the Giants, and it did not pay off
well,
for you.
Hold on. Hold on. Caveat.
There's no excuse
there's
for
no,
that.
Their
no.
kicker got hurt
there
to kick off.
There is no caveat. That's what you get for gambling on the Giants.
They lost to 7 field goals.
And then you gambled on the Colts minus 2.5. I also gambled on the Colts minus 2.5. So to Jamie's point, sorry. I hit on the Chargers minus 5 over the Panthers, and the Texans should have covered against the Bears. That was absolute BS.
Ifs and buts.
A fumble inside the 5-yard line. I have two horrific bad beats early in the year. So technically, I think the
what
so,
is the record?
Season standings. You two are at 3-6.
Woo!
And after we're my so 1-2 week, I'm at 2-7. So
take these picks. They're lost. 5 stars.
Fade them. You're not beating any books with these picks. I think the floor is essentially yours, Frank. Okay, you go ahead. First pick.
Look, I like a lot of games I shouldn't like this weekend, so just bear that in mind.
Don't gamble on the Giants.
Like,
man.
I love the Jags plus 5. I'm not going to sprague the line, but I am going to gamble the actual game. I'll start with one. I'm just going to fall into it. I'm going to fall right into the trap. Rookie quarterback, 29th and third down conversion, going against a stout defense and a legit contender who has figured some things out offensively. I will take the Bucks minus the 6.5 hosting the Denver Broncos. ESPN's FPI said this is a 7.9 point gap. I'll take sub a touchdown, and I'm probably going to watch the Bucks barely win with a field goal at the buzzer. But I'll fall into the trap. Bucks minus 6.5.
Okay, my first pick. I have not won many bets. 2-7 record. One of the things that I have had success with is gambling against the worst team unquestionably in the NFL. I'm going to do it again this weekend. Look, the Raiders, I don't think are very good. I know they killed survivor pools last week. Andy Dalton doesn't scare me in any way, shape, or form. Crosby's going to eat him alive. They only have to win by a touchdown. It's a sub-touchdown line at 5 right now, the same line the Chargers were last week, and they won by 23. I looked on DraftKings. It had 5. Is it changed on DraftKings?
I have the app open. It's 6 now.
Okay, that's fine.
You good with that?
I'll take 10.5, to be honest with you, but I'm not going to. Give me Raiders minus 6 against the Panthers.
I'm not touching the NFL this week.
You didn't touch it last week.
You were 0-2 in college last week.
That's right.
Idiot.
You missed on 2 college picks.
Oh, we're gonna wise up. This is the wise up.
All right,
it's the no respect tour this week.
All right.
I'm gonna start.
Yes.
What has Florida State done to be a favorite against anybody, let alone a 3-0 team that's already gone into the SEC and got a win on the road? Give me Cal plus 2.5.
Is it 2.5?
Yes.
It's dropping. The woke agenda going on the road.
The woke agenda's coming for you. All right, Sprague, pick number 2.
Again, I've looked at all the defensive metrics. I know they haven't played good teams. I'm not even certain how good they are offensively. There might not be a Justin Herbert Sunday. That's not a fact he's going to play. He was limited yesterday. He's got a high ankle sprain. They're going on the road at Pittsburgh. These defenses have locked down their opponents. Their opponents have been very good. These coaches are getting super horny over the idea of punting at the 50.
Yes.
I'm taking the under of 36. Yeah. I think this is a 16-13 game. That would make me uncomfortable. I'll take the under 36 Chargers Steelers.
Such a low number, man. I also like that under. I'll go to Sunday night for my second pick. I hate to do it because I've spent all week defending them and my boy. Even though Jason Kelce has already apologized for his appearance on Monday Night Football, so in other words, Dirt was right. They're hosting the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday night. I wish this line was 2.5. You can find it some places at 2.5. On DraftKings, it's 3. Atlanta was very lucky to win that game. Kansas City's the best team in the NFL. I think Kansas City's going to have an S-ton of fans down there for that game in a primetime spot. The Falcons owner's trying to give away like free hot dogs and free pop for people to come in and just support the Falcons. I don't think it's going to happen. Gambling on the Chiefs is never a bad idea. I will take Kansas City minus 3 Sunday night.
We go to Lubbock, 12:30, from Jones AT&T Stadium. Arizona State, by the way, 3-0. Did you notice?
They have an opportunity against Texas Tech to be 4-0.
They got Scadabo is not afraid of anything. You see Texas Tech not do anything against Washington State?
Should have lost to Albion Christian.
And we got the pride of West Lynn, Sam Levitt, calling the signals for Arizona State. They are getting 3.5 on the road at Lubbock. Give it to me.
Taking
They're
dogs.
Getting 3.5
yes.
from Texas Tech.
I like that line.
Okay, Sprague, last pick.
I'm torn. I like a couple dogs. If you get the Eagles at 3.5 by kick, I would have to take the Eagles just out of logic there.
I'm going to go with one more favorite spring in the line, and this is my, I'm going to fall on the sword and stay away from him if I don't win this. You're supposed to be a Super Bowl contender. You did not look the part last week. Your red zone inefficiency is disturbing to me, but you have probably the front runner for DPOY right now in Aiden Hutchinson, who had 5 sacks a week ago. I know Arizona's off to a good start. I think this is a bounce back spot. I think they show up and they show out. I'll take the Lions -3 on the road.
Okay, Lions -3. My last line will be that game that you just mentioned, and I'm going to go the other direction. I think the Eagles are toast, man. I don't think Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback. I think they're quitting in that locker room on their head coach. They should have fired him in the offseason. I think the Saints are humming right now offensively, and that is a place that when the Saints are humming, that building is one of the toughest places to play in the NFL. Philly going on the road, Saints hosting. I think the Saints blow them out. Give me New Orleans -3 against Philly on Sunday.
It is a huge bounce back weekend down at Reser. This line keeps coming down. I don't know what Purdue has done to earn the benefit of the doubt other than being in the Big Ten Conference. I continue to go. If you look at individual drives and plays and all of the things from the Oregon game, I think it's not as bad as the final score indicated for Oregon State. So
score,
it's down
score,
to
buddy.
It's down to 4 now.
Yeah.
So I'll lay 4 points with the Beavs at home against Purdue.
Okay, an all-college line. Look at that. An old Pac-12 lines. I love it from Swag. Here we go. Swag is on Cal +2.5 at Florida State. Arizona
agenda.
State +3.5 at Texas Tech. And Oregon State -4 against Purdue. Sprague is on the Bucks -6.5 against the Broncos. Steelers and Chargers under 36. And the Lions -3 against the Cardinals. And I'm on the Raiders -6 against Carolina, the Chiefs -3 Sunday night against Atlanta, and then the Saints -3 against Philadelphia. 3 more favorites for me. Nothing could go wrong there. Spring and Line brought to you by Reese's Frozen Burritos. Ouch, that hurts, and it's cold, just like a Sprague pick. Spring and Line brought to you by Will Levis Mayo Cologne, somehow a more profitable investment than a Sprague pick.
I hope he has a delightful throw this weekend.
Oh,
I
he's
going to
do something stupid.
Because I like the Titans, too, and that's a mistake.
Spring and Line brought to you by Jack Pocket. If you really want something to jack your pocket, try a Sprague pick.
what are we doing? That one won't feel good.
Spring and Line brought to you by OSU in the Civil War, about as good as a performance as a Sprague pick.
Easy.
There you go.
If you cursed my team, I'm going to be devastated at you on Monday.
If I curse your team?
I'm talking to Swag.
Oh, Swag,
you
yeah.
I'm
talking about me.
Yeah. I love this one.
Didn't that open at 6.5?
It did.
It did. It's dropped. Yeah, sure. Don't question anything.
Somebody texting in, how can y'all not bet the Seahawks Dolphins going to get canned?
I also love the Seahawks. Kevin Clark said this 3 years ago. They're never not in a weird game. Why is that line only 4.5 would be my response.
I mean, they went to overtime against New England and gave up 200 rushing yards against a team who couldn't score a touchdown against the Jets.
Can Skylar Thompson throw a screen to Tyreek? And is he fast enough to run it in? He absolutely is. I don't know what to make of that game.
Look, we suck at gambling, but I'm going to circle that one.
Yeah, circle that text
that
for Monday.
Circling on
Monday. We'll see how we circle on that one.
So revisit Monday. What's the biggest headline on Monday? We'll close up there next on The Fam. There you go, fist pumping your way into the weekend every single Friday. Before we close things up here, let's answer a couple of poll questions. Is Shohei Ohtani the greatest baseball player that you have ever seen?
It's just like not a debate.
Yes.
71.6% of you say yes, 28.4% say no.
You had some Giants fans admittedly saying,
guy's a bomb, dude.
I can't
50-50. Against the Marlins. Do it against a real team, huh?
I mean, he's not wrong.
The answer to that is yes. He is the greatest player we've ever seen because nobody's ever done it both sides the way he did, and nobody's ever done 50-50, man. It's pretty remarkable. What are the Oregon State expectations for their game against Purdue this weekend? 57.7% of you say just win, baby.
I'm surprised that's not more of a contest, to be honest with you.
It's a blowout.
Maybe that's coming from getting their ass kicked at home. And now it's just like, just win the game.
Yeah, I think I see your argument. So then it went 15% cover the spread, 15% 7 to 10 points, and then 11% of you said just blow, you know, we're gonna blow them out.
2 weeks ago, that poll question I would guess
have been opposite.
Would be the blowout or 7 to 10.
I guess my thing would be like, so if just win would be 27-24, maybe they don't cover, but you win it. Maybe whether it's a game-winning field goal or Purdue gets a score late to make it a little lipstick on the pig. I don't know if I'm coming in and criticizing you on Monday for that.
No, I wouldn't criticize a win, but yeah. You can win by a close margin against what I don't think is a very good Purdue team.
Yeah.
And I'll still come in Monday saying, you have games ahead of you that I don't know if you're favored in.
That's fair. Biggest headline on Monday will be?
Biggest headline. USC is for real.
Ooh.
And I do want to say very quickly, congratulations to my father-in-law. I think the immigrant story stuff that's been circulating for 2 weeks is disgusting. It's gross. It's irresponsible. And my father-in-law is an immigrant who came here from Vietnam looking for a better life for his family. He created it. He busted his ass. And I have not met a more patriotic person in my life than him. And he retires today. It's his last day at work.
Man, that's awesome.
So he put in his 30-plus years here in America. And congratulations to him.
Last day at work.
Last day at work.
What an accomplishment, man. Yeah. Swag, biggest headline Monday?
Believe the hype bowl.
Oh, he noodled on that all day.
I see what you did there.
That's a great one. That's a good headline.
That was cooked up. I like that. There you go. I don't do it, man. Come on. I got to wrap up the show. Time's up. We got to go, man.
Coward.
It's a Friday. We got Collins next, all right? Got to get to Aaron Rodgers now. It's Aaron Rodgers time.
I tried to tell you, Colin. Rodgers is the guy.
That will do it for us, folks. Thanks for being a part of our Football Friday. Enjoy all the football. Brian Baldinger joined the show earlier. If you want to get some NFL talk, go check that. 1080thefan.com at Dirt and Sprague and at 1080thefan. We will talk to you Monday at 6 a.m. Colin is next. Listen to 1080 The Fan.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.